Okay, everybody say. Okay, we just want to, always we meet the first day. We don't have the shiur the first day, we just meet to orient. And so in the meantime, while I'm speaking, we can pass around the sheet. You write your name and cell phone number. And in the end, it should come back here. Okay, so let me go through things that I want to mention, and then, okay, so this shiur, Be'ez Hashem, meets here in this room, 108, Baruch Hashem, and now we have a shutfus with the Bell School of Music. They moved here, the Bell School of Music, that's why there's a piano in every room here, so, but they but the shiur is not going to be musical except for the first day we sing. But that's maybe, you know, we have a piano, but that's not why they put the piano in for our Avinu Avarachaman. Okay, but we do have a... Okay, so now the shiur is on Mondays and Wednesdays. Shiur meets here on Mondays and Wednesdays. Erech 9:20 to around 10:30, but sometimes it could be 10:35, you know, depending upon the length of the packet, etc. But that's the ballpark figure. So it's Mondays and Wednesdays. We give out the packets. We'll be here on the table. Now that we have the shutfus with bells, I don't know if we're going to keep it. So after the shiur, we'll clear. If you want to get the packet for the next shiur, you'll have a talk with put it out, but then we have to clear it off because the bells is coming in. Let me introduce you, those that are new here, those that are old, Rabbi Tuchman, Rabbi Moshe Tuchman is right here. He is the Sholem Meshiv / helper of everything of this shiur. He's the go-to man for everything, for learning, for chavrusa, for seats, anything you need, he's the man. He's the man to go to. And you'll see the more you avail yourself to his expertise, you'll see the more you'll gain from the whole experience, especially in the learning aspect of this shiur. So, okay. We're going to be starting Taruvus. Even though your day of this, these really starts with Basa B'Cholov or even Malicha before, but we're starting with Taruvus, and that's Rabbi Willig. When he gave Shiurim, started with Taruvus. I was visiting Rabbi Ashen, Rabbi Moshe Ashen, in the nursing home yesterday, and he said, "Of course, it makes sense to start with Taruvus. Why?" As Rabbi Ashen pointed out, and this is the sheet that I follow, that Taruvus gives you the klolim, what's bittul, what's tam ki ikir, these are klolim. Basa b'cholov is one application of the general rule. So first you have to understand the principles. If you don't have havana in the principles, then you're not going to understand how basa b'cholov works, because basa b'cholov is one application of, it's one type of taruvus. Taruvus is a lot of different taruvus. You have truma b'chulin, you have orla, you have a lot of different types. Basa b'cholov is one type. So taruvus is the general discussion. We always start the shiur with simin kuftes. Kuftes, and you'll see why we start with kuftes. But kuftes is the gives us the klolim of bittul yavish for yavish, etc. We'll get these packets now. In order to facilitate the cleanliness of this enterprise, so Rabbi Michael Friedman offers to sell folders for 25 cents to fit in these packets. So you can buy, by regular share, I give out for free for the, right, the small packets, but for these packets, Rabbi Michael Friedman will give you for 25 cents a big folder, and I recommend to avail yourselves to that, because in the end of the day, we don't want to have a mess in the Beis Medrash here. We want to be orderly, and you have it orderly. That's the best thing. It's best for you. It's best for the yeshiva. It's best for Klal Yisrael. So that's what we have. We have bechinas. Usually we divide taruvus into two. We have two bechinas in taruvus, and then another two bechinas in basa b'chalav. The second semester we'll have to discuss what we do in June. I made a whole system for June also. I don't know if things change, not change. We have time to discuss June. It's still August, you know. So we'll worry about how we'll deal with June. In the past years, I gave, you know, Shechita, Melicha, Sfek, Sfek, a lot of very important topics that I feel that every Rav should know. You know, you have to realize, the Rabbanus changed over the years. Now, I was speaking with Rabbi Teichner, who's also in the nursing home here in Fort Tryon. He was telling me about his father was a Rav. And this you see from Rabbanim, the key of a Rav in the old days was treifus. The women were bringing chickens to the rabbi. That's what a Rav was. They weren't bringing so much the Nida Shailas or the Shabbos Shailas. The Rav was treifus. That's who you... When Rav Moshe Feinstein gave his regular shiur on Fridays, there was Rav Moshe Feinstein, his main shiur, the Pilpul shiur, the Dibros Moshe, was Friday morning. Friday morning, that's when he gave the shiur. And then supposedly there were women waiting for him to end the shiur so they could show him the chickens. You know, today women are showing other things, no woman has ever brought me a chicken. So that was why Reb David Lifshitz didn't want to sign the smichas of YU, because he was a European Rav. And in his mindset, what's a Rav without treifus? That was who a Rav was. So maybe one day we can bring treifus back into the curriculum, learn it. But, that's not where we're holding at this point in 2015 in America. But you all, Rabbanim, or your own house, even if you're not practicing Rabbanim, will get shilas of the spoons and the dishwashers and the sinks and the things, those are the shilas that, you're not getting the chickens being brought to you. So we have to know the basics, the Havana, and it's very, very important. You should try to get a Chavrusa. Rabbi Tuchman could help you with that. If you want to learn in this space medrash, there are seats available in this space medrash. The advantage, you have Rabbi Tuchman, who's going to be, I'm there also, but Rabbi Tuchman is there, and you could learn in this space medrash. If you want to learn elsewhere, you can learn elsewhere. You could still speak to Rabbi Tuchman, even if you're not learning in this space medrash. He'll still speak to you. The shiurim, of course, are online, but nothing beats actually being here. That's the bottom line. I understand sometimes people have different obligations, this, but if you can be here, that's what it's all at. Because that's the ikker. A lot of times when you're in yeshiva, so going through the yeshiva system, so basically the main shiur is a Gemara shiur with Be'ion, with Lamdas and things like that, and halacha is like half an hour in the morning, Mishnah Berurah, Chaya, different things. That's good for that stage of your life. But once you reach the next stage of your life, so then, like the Stipler said, and Rabbi Badi also says, once you learn Noshim Nezikin, you train to think, now you have to use those skills to apply it to halacha l'maisa, because that ultimately is the higher level of learning. Of Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa, of learning Shabbos and Nida and Yeridei and these things. So I want to train you how to go through an Inyan, a Liba de Hilchasa, starting with the Gemara and the Rishonim and the Shulchan Aruch. You can buy your own Shulchan Aruch to be able to have a sense of you know, I would recommend. But we'll have the packets here with all the makaras, starting from the pasuk in Chumash through that. Those that are interested in taking the Rav Zalman Nechemya Bechina, Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg gives a Bechina in Taruvis, Basa Becholov, and Malicha, that for Smicha. And those, he always tells me, Rav Zalman Nechemya, he has no intention to try to take away boys from YU. He doesn't understand how, you know, with YU, he doesn't mean to take. It's just somebody who wants an extra smicha or is not finishing the 4 years here. You know, it's something to have. You know, and you could do that as well. And I could write you a letter to him to give you, which you need a letter of recommendation, and then you do it. If those are interested, I could tell you how you go about doing it. But I'm here for the YU smicha. But you don't even have to go to Eretz Yisrael. As long as somebody goes to Eretz Yisrael on your behalf, you could stay in America. As long as somebody brings it to him with the letter and then comes back in a week to pick it up, then you could stay in Wyoming if you want. You know, again. And we have to keep a pace. You know, in my regular shiur, I also give out packets, and I welcome questions during the shiur. I can't like overdo it, like in my regular shiur, we can have even more time for that because we do have to keep a pace. But I do appreciate to hear people speak up if you want to ask a quick question. And this, it's not a, I never liked the idea of lectures, and again, you know, within limits, we'd have that as well. Okay. And again, the shears Monday, Wednesday, we'll you know, go through, you know, this section now. We'll go, you know, we'll go through till Yom Kippur, and then after Sukkot we resume, and then we'll keep going. And I recommend to chazer as we go along, because you'll see that it adds up, you know, the material. And even though I'm not a believer just to throw 100 pieces of information at you all at once, but even if we do whatever we do each time, it's going to add up, and it's to your benefit to chazer as we go along. And if you need a chavrusa, please speak to Rabbi Tuchman. Okay, so these are the ideas that are being said here today. Okay, so did everyone sign? Okay, excellent. Okay, so Bez Hashem on Wednesday, Havah Leinu L'Tova, at around 9:20, we'll start the first shiur. We start with the Niggun, Avinu Avarachman, right? Those that are in the shiur from the past know the Niggun. And then we go and we start. So if you want to already start preparing, Rabbi Tuchman put out the first packet plus supplement. Packet one, so these are two packets here that you both should take before you leave here this morning. And again, Rabbi Tuchman is here to help, and we wish that we should have good health, everyone, a good gesund yor for everyone, to be able to learn and to be and get Havana in Torah. Because, you see, let me tell you one yesod. You know, a lot of times people learned Yoredeya and like didn't like it. They just didn't like it. So why didn't they like it? I'll tell you why they didn't like it. Because if you open up the Shulchan Aruch and you start with the Shulchan Aruch, it's boring. You don't understand because you don't have Havana. You're just reading like facts, and that's how a lot of people learn Shulchan Aruch. They just start with the Shulchan Aruch. But as Rav David Lifshitz Zatzal used to say, "Koidem tzichim lomoid chulin im Torah Sabayis." You have to learn first the Gemara with the Rashba. Then you understand. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch is the last step on the train. It's not the first step on the train. If you want to not enjoy it, you make it the first step on your train, then I guarantee you, you will not enjoy one thing. It'll just be like Chinese. But if you want to see how beautiful it is and how gewaldic, if it's the last step, you start with the Pesukim and the Gemara, you'll really enjoy it and you'll really have a Havana in it. And that's the anything in learning. The more Havana you have, the more you'll understand, the more you'll enjoy it. If you do it without Havana, that's why. And then, so people were learning Gemaras their whole life, and then they just had to potter up to get the smicha, so then they would just try to run through Shulchan Aruch, and they didn't know what they're doing, because they didn't go through the previous steps to that. So that's a big yisod in all of learning, but especially in learning halacha, and especially in learning Yoredeya. So I wish you all well, and let me tell you one other thing. You know, Baruch Hashem, we've been doing this Yoredeya Shir for several years. I give every other year, and to me, you know, halacha is very important in learning and chazring, but it's also to get to know the Talmidim. In other words, those that were interested, you know, to have a relationship, to get to know each other. So that to me is also a very important part of the whole shiur as well. Even though, you know, sometimes in smicha shiurim they don't have that same type of relationship. But anyone who's interested, I'd be more than happy. If you live in the neighborhood, you want to come for a Shabbos meal. Anyone who get engaged, you want to learn chassan classes together, you know, 1-on-1. You should let me know if anyone has a simcha. You get engaged, or you have a child, or you got Kabbalah for Shechita when we had it. We sing, we got to sing for everybody. So it's a Hamish environment here. I mean, this whole Beis Medrash is a Hamish environment here. And Bez Hashem, we wish everyone Hatzlacha in everything, and it should be a productive year, Bez Hashem, in learning and in all. Yimalei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kol Mishos Libchem Latova. And Bez Hashem will start on Wednesday, Bez Hashem, around 9:20. If anyone had any simchas over the summer and want to let me know, you can let me know. And then we'll start Avinu Avraham, and we'll go into the learning.